You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Of course, there's a survey about National Fragrance Day. They ask people to name their favorite smell and also the smells they hate. I don't know about the favorite. I get some of them for sure. But our favorite smell, fresh cut grass. Number one on the list.
Oh, God.
Weird.
I mean, I just start sneezing.
That's it. I'm so allergic to it that I have a visceral reaction to it.
But it's not my favorite smell in the world.
It's a weird one.
Mm-hmm.
I would pick other smells here and move it up the list for sure. Coffee's next.
Yeah, I love the smell of coffee.
Even if you don't like coffee, like Chuck, you love the smell of coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just a great odor.
The smell is way better than the taste.
I disagree, but I love them both together.
It's weird when like someone makes coffee and you smell it. Like I drink coffee all the time, but you know if someone makes it, I'm like, that smells extra good. It smells different than when I make it.
Right.
Why is that?
Your own coffee is not. It doesn't smell as good as other people's
coffee.
Kind of like farts. You know, your farts never really affect you as badly as
I think mine smell pretty good. James.
Yeah, like I can handle my own farts like no problem. Like, I'm like oh man, exactly. That's kind of a stinky
coffee's
one.
Like a fart.
Yeah, but if somebody else farts, I'm like, oh my God.
No. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like coffee, the smell is catchy.
Yeah.
Like just the smell. God.
Like can wake you up.
Yeah, like coming in here, and Dave or Lisa has the Keurig fired up and they're making coffee, I'm like, oh man, it smells so good.
But then I know alive. That if I took a sip, I'd be like, God, this is diarrhea.
Yeah.
And then the afternoon coffee, sometimes somebody would make a surprise afternoon coffee in the in the house, and I'm like, what is that smell?
That's funny.
I love it. So coffee's two. Bacon's next.
Yeah, that's another good one. That reminds me of the weekend.
Yeah.
Bacon is like weekend time.
Bacon and coffee together, it's like, wow, amazing.
It must be the weekend.
It must be.
I was out just over the weekend, and I was like out for a walk. And just the smell of bacon, like, almost drew me into someone's house.
Oh, yeah, you almost just walked in.
Bacon in there.
Hey, how are you guys?
Like the bacon version of Toucan Sam.
Yeah, exactly.
Follow your nose.
It always knows. Clean laundry's next.
I love the smell of clean laundry.
Our top 10 favorite
smells.
I'm
a weirdo. I'll smell it.
Oh, I smell when it comes hot out of the dryer. I'm
like, fabric softener.
Lisa's like a clean perv, right?
Sniffing underwear. Weird thing with that. Yeah. Love it.
Clean.
I only like some fabric softener. Like some is better than others.
My go-to.
I had a problem. Had a problem when I was younger.
Yeah, Amber uses Gain. I think I like that.
Oh yeah. See, I used Bounce sheets.
Yeah, I like those.
And it was like.
The liquid.
I used to just liquid. I didn't do the. I would do the sheet, and I would take the sheet
right to the face.
Right to my face, and breathe in its poison.
Yeah, it's poison.
I like Snuggle.
Snuggle's good with that bear.
Liquid Snuggle. Yeah. That's good.
Else makes our favorite smells list?
Please. Not Bounce.
No, I use Bounce sheets.
Yeah,
I use Bounce sheets, but I use Snuggle liquid fabric softener. I know you don't do laundry, but you put it in there with
your
laundry.
Where do you put it?
In the fabric softener section.
I know where it goes. I'm just messing with you. Yeah, no. I've seen it. Oh. I don't know if I like it.
I never use that liquid
it's
stuff.
Strong. What's wrong?
The traffic chick on TV is wearing the tightest dress I've ever seen.
Oh, that's every day.
Why is it? Is it like it's a blue velvet dress?
It is a blue velvet and tight.
It's weird.
It couldn't be. It is incredible.
Jesus. Well, this segment is brought to you by Gage Boner.
Honestly, I thought behind me
was like something
was North Korea launched missiles.
that's
what Dave's face did. North Korea, like enough for me to be like, hey, whatever fun we're having right now, let's just hold on a second.
I had to stop it and
be like,
is someone attacking?
Because I've got a different station on, so I'm not seeing what Dave is seeing. Yeah. I'm like, oh great, North Korea.
Sorry,
no,
it was very distracting.
She always wears tight stuff, but for some reason it seemed
really stood out.
Yeah.
They seem to have figured that part of TV out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got that part of TV down, you know?
Yeah, they got, I guess so.
Put hot chicks in hot clothing.
I guess they got that figured out.
People will stick around.
That's great.
Okay, did I say cake? I'm so confused. Did I say cake yet?
I don't know.
No, I didn't say cake.
That's another one of my favorites, though.
Cake is in the top five of our favorite scents. Cake.
Yeah. I like the smell of cake.
I love cake.
I like the smell of cake almost more than I like cake. I'm not
You're
big.
Not a big cake guy.
Cake is
but
not.
But the smell is good.
Yeah, it's good.
Fresh air is next.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Spring fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Fried food. I can go both ways on that. I can get how sometimes it's okay, but other times it's like sickening.
I don't like it. I mean, I like fried food, but not.
I don't like it after the fact, like after I've eaten it, the smell of it.
Oh, no. On your clothes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Any of these smells after a long time
are not good.
Right. Remember we were in the room with 9 pounds of bacon
that
one time?
Even bacon. It's great for a bit, but overexposure, you get sick of it. The ocean. One of my favorite smells.
I hate the smell of the ocean.
And I love the smell of the ocean.
It just smells like ass.
I don't know where you're going, ass fish. I don't know. I don't get that.
It's terrible. Even the most beautiful location.
Vanilla?
The beach is fine, but smells like fish.
Vanilla's in our top 10 favorite smells.
Vanilla's great.
And Christmas trees.
I love Christmas trees.
Also on the list. Jason the Jew made a good point. Fresh cut grass is number one. And fresh baked cookies doesn't even make the top 10.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is one of the better smells.
Like fresh baked chocolate chip cookie, Cinnabon.
Mm.
Cinnabon should be in the top 10.
Cinnabon should be almost right there at the number one spot.
Yeah, like, is what's better than that smell?
I don't think. Maybe they just didn't want to give an award to a company.
To like a company. Yeah.
A few that just missed the top 10. Chocolate, barbecue, and baby powder.
Baby powder.
Come on. Baby powder.
Mm. What's funny about smells is that
chocolate doesn't have the best, like, overwhelming smell either.
Oh,
you
if you're
get
in
right
like a chocolate factory.
Well, yeah, but when are you going to be in Willy Wonka? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you're never gonna
like a candy shop.
Yeah,
place like that.
Right. That's you know? Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Our boss Mark and I were talking about one time how like smells are funny because people feel compelled. It's like something in us to always tell what they smell.
Yeah.
Like if they smell something, they're like. Smells like chili.
Yeah,
like people can't fight the urge to say what they smell.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
It's like a weird human. Like, it's ooh, also smells rotten.
It's also weird when someone smells something and no one else does.
Like you smell it?
Yeah.
What's that smell?
What's it smell?
I don't smell
anything. And I smell
then
chili.
You realize it's you.
Yeah, that way I'm. You guys know I'll get a whiff of something before anyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then I'm. You know, you're all looking at me weird, but then I'm like, I smell gas.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you smell things no one else smells.
That's what I mean. It's weird when like you can't smell something.
Dave's like a human carbon monoxide detector.
But like a lot of times like Dave will say something, I'm like, no, there's no way, and then it's like about 2 minutes later.
Yeah, then
I'm
you
like,
smell it.
Yeah, no, yeah, there's gas.
Yeah.
That's gas. We're dying.
Stinky people.
Oh,
that's so bad.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the worst smells in a second. Someone else brought up campfires too. That's one of my favorite smells. Not anything else burning, just campfires.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want houses to burn or anything. I don't enjoy the smell of that. But the smell.
That would be weird. That would be weird if you were like, I would like houses to burn.
I love the smell of burning homes. Yeah. Love the smell of burning homes. Nick's with us here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Hi, Nick.
Hey, penis and balls.
What makes your favorite smells list?
The smell after a good rain. It's called petrichor.
Yeah.
Petrichor, it actually has a name?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Good rain.
Rain smells good until it's worms.
Yep.
The worms come up. Rain.
Those worms, because once it gets to that worm, like the post-rain worm time.
Yeah, then it's fishy. It's a fishy, weird smell.
It smells like the ocean, huh?
There's nothing like the first, like the rainfall and spraying, like now.
Yeah.
And then you open up a window. I know people in Florida can't relate to this, but when we're just stuck inside and it's winter and
when
cold,
we haven't been able to open a window for months.
Just that first dose of fresh air.
Well, like it was like,
so.
This is high on the fresh air.
I don't get so excited. But,
I do. I mean, that's a good feeling.
It was like 64 here the other day. It was like 64 degrees. And it is good to have this stuff, you know, open, I guess, for a minute.
Lisa's house on the first day of spring. Yeah.
Just get high.
Yeah, it does. I'm glad that brings you such joy. Some of the simple things, really.
Simple things, right? It's free.
Fresh air.
Ew.
The smell of rain.
Oh, man. Woo! Get a whiff of it.
Game fabric softener.
Hit this laundry butt. Someone else's afternoon coffee.
I don't know about you, but it smells like the weekend because of bacon.
Yeah, that's right. Must be the weekend.
Ride the sweet oceanic wave of rain.
See where it takes us, man.
Let's do it, man. Open that window. Do it.
I'm going to do it. But cooped up. Cooped up in here for too long.
Ain't had any fresh air in a minute, man.
Is that Cinnabon I smell out of grease?
Yes, it is, man. Get you a dose.
Well, there's something you can get high on. I guess that's the best
Let's
thing
go
you can
outside
get.
And smell the fresh laundry.
I'm down for that, man. Woo!
Boy, I hung my laundry and like on a clothesline in the fresh air.
That's what I mean.
Oh,
like a commercial.
Yeah,
like a commercial. Just like, yeah, exactly.
Get that smell.
Like 1895. That's all right. So those are the smells that we love. What about the ones we hate? Let's work our way up here from, sorry, Elise, 10 to 1. Sauerkraut is in the top 10 smells we hate.
I hate sauerkraut in every way. I hate the way it looks. I hate the way it feels. I can't imagine how it tastes. It smells terrible.
I like it in small doses.
That's it. On a little, a bit on a sausage once or twice a year. That's like
every time, really listen, doses. Anytime right. I encounter sauerkraut, it's never in a small dose.
Oh, it's a lot of
it. Yeah, yeah. Like there's a bit in it.
Why do you have so much sauerkraut?
Because like, people eat it.
How much can you eat?
I don't know.
It is crazy how much, whenever the kraut's made, there's a lot of it.
Yeah. You know what? Folks in Florida are saying they have the opposite. But they don't open their windows in the summer, so they're stuck in the AC 8 months of the year.
Right. Oh, okay.
They wait for the winter so they can finally open their windows.
Oh, that's crazy.
Winter! Oh, yeah, it's finally cold out.
Smell that winter air, man.
I do love winter air, too, but
yeah,
in fact, the stinky smells.
Damp walls is another smell we hate.
So just mildew? Like mildewy?
So that's mold.
It's like a mildew smell.
I guess
that'll kill you.
You know, if you go into like a root cellar where people have like wine or whatever.
If you go into the average Irish home, you get that smell.
Really?
Really?
Like, and it's in towels. It's in, there's not much they can do about it. You know, it's just always damp there.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Other dirty clothes, because dirty socks makes the list just ahead of it. So dirty socks and other dirty clothes are also on the list of smells we hate.
Mm.
Armpits.
Well, that's just stinky people is terrible.
Yeah, any kind of body odors.
Yeah.
Well, body odors number one, but armpits specifically made the list in a separate one.
Isn't that body odor?
Well, if you smell someone's ass or other parts.
Because BO to me is that oniony armpit.
Yeah, and that's terrible. I would say that's a terrible smell, but like.
When you smell an ass like somebody else's ass
or their vagina,
it's the worst. Yeah, butts.
I'm just saying. I hate to say it.
No,
it's the truth.
A dirty vag. If you smell a dirty vag across the room or you know from a distance,
think about the times when we did.
I remember them really,
and how bad that, and like literally how bad. God, like I'd smell an armpit all day long compared to that.
Mm.
All day long.
Yes,
I'd have an armpit right here.
Rather than a dirty
bag. Rather than what we did.
Yeah.
Would you?
Stagnant water. Yeah, that can get stanky.
It's gross, but.
Sweat. Yeah, if you walk into a gym that's not ventilated correctly, and it's just that sweaty odor.
Yeah.
Mold. Well, I guess it's different than damp walls.
We couldn't smell it here.
No, we couldn't.
It was killing us.
That was some kind of new interdimensional mold that they.
Sour milk is number two.
Mm. Yeah, that's gross.
And body odor is number one.
My like worst smell isn't even on there, which is that. Ever been behind like a garbage truck?
Oh yeah, that garbage.
And when it's like leaking that liquid,
hot garbage, huh?
There's like a liquid,
hot liquid garbage.
There's like a liquid garbage.
Yes, drip. It's all the garbage juice.
It's garbage juice.
It
that's
is.
That, I think that's
they
one of
squish
the
it
worst.
And then the extra,
and it just pours out like behind a garbage truck. Sometimes
it's gross, and you'll see it on a street.
Yep.
And you know if you follow
that's
it.
That's terrible.
That is
what a
worst,
terrible smell.
That's the worst smell.
It's like the V8 of garbage.
Yeah, it's got all the essential garbage.
Battery acid, old chicken juice, rotten vegetable juice, all blended together for one nasty scent.
Matthew's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hey, Matthew, good morning.
Morning, guys. Penis balls.
Penis to you, sir.
Penis.
I hate the smell of gasoline.
Oh, like, I love it.
Pumping, at the fuel pump. I don't know what it is. It stinks.
It's bad when it gets on your shoes, too.
Oh, yeah, or on your hands.
It gets on my hands.
So
I love it, though.
Here's the interesting thing about Matthew's call. Gasoline is the only smell that made both lists.
Yeah, I knew it would.
It ranked 11th on the list of smells we love. So almost in the top 10. And 15th on the list of smells we hate. Mm-hmm. So people love it and hate it.
The polarizing smell.
It really is. See, because like I'll get it on my hands, and then you're like furious that because it seems like it's there forever.
Right.
You know, you'll wash your hands 25 like times. It doesn't matter. But at the same time, I'm like, God.
I like it.
That's terrible.
See, that's like the drug part of you that never got to be free.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're like a little risk.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And you know, I'm weird this way. I love the smell of airline fuel. So it's kind of gasoline, but you know, like
of course you do, because that means you're going somewhere.
I guess, right?
I don't know if I've ever smelled it.
Yeah, you'll smell it sometimes when they first fire up the vents and stuff. Yeah. You get a big whiff of it. Or if you ever have to de-ice a plane, you tend to
I don't like that smell.
I know a lot of people don't.
No, that's
I do, though.
It's equating in Dave's brain, he's going to a happy place.
Yeah. De-icing means you're delayed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no good. A buddy texted me, dead animal. Oh, have you ever?
Oh, dead animal. It's terrible. It's so
there was something dead in the woods behind our house a couple summers ago.
Oh, that's terrible.
And we didn't even want to be in the pool. Mm. Yeah. I wasn't going hunting for a dead animal, though, but you know that smell.
Yeah, the smell of death.
Yep, death is pretty bad.
The smell of death is horrible.
Death is bad.
That should be number one.
That should be number one.
Yeah.
The smell of death.
Our least favorite smell, death.
I say that all the time. It smells like death. It
smells like death. It smells like a rotting corpse.
You know, and I'm sure we haven't even smelt death like death could smell.
No, like we have not.
Think of the people in some of the fields out there, you know.
Oh, that smell death?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ever the same.
No.
Once you smell that.
Police, firefighter, first responders, any of those people that have to enter a place where someone has been dead for a while.
Yeah.
And they all talk about how the smell is the worst thing you'll ever smell.
I remember watching that Dirty Job show one time, and they were showing how they like would make bones, get bones just like all white.
Yeah.
And they were like boiling these bones. They were just like throwing deer carcasses and stuff into this like mixing pot.
Yeah.
And it was boiling it off. And he was like almost puking the whole time. So I can't even imagine just boiling death.
Yeah. You're
just boiling up. No. Dead carcasses.
Whenever I see like cop shows or like any, you know, some of these documentaries I watch, like that's a theme throughout a lot of it, is like those emergency workers, like Dave was talking about, they all talk about the smell of death.
Yeah.
Like that it's this.
Well, because people usually aren't found for a bit.
Correct.
You know? By the time you like, you know,
find you, it's not a good scene.
No.
Dakota has something they want to add to the list of the top 10 worst smells, right?
Lisa cheese tray. When you have plugs in your ear, like stretching your earlobes out, I guess this girl I know, she kept taking them out and she wanted me to smell them, and she calls it ear cheese. It's the worst smell ever.
Any piercing has a smell. Any piercing has a smell. Like I would have to clean out my lip piercing.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, it's disgusting. I'd take that little barbell out and it would be like, oh my God.
Mm.
Like, it smelled like death.
That's no good.
So you have to clean it. You have to clean your ears when you have that stuff. You've got an eyebrow thing, you got to clean that. Even normal earrings, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Smell.
Mm. Yep.
People are shocked that vomit didn't make the list.
Vomit's terrible.
That's a bad one.
Someone said the smell when they clean the porta potties at our job site is the absolute worst.
Oh, that was in my head when we first started talking about it. Just that warm 95-degree porta potty smell.
Every time I say the word, I flash back to the time I had to throw up in one.
Yeah.
On one of the hottest days of the year.
Terrible.
That's the worst. Awful. The worst thing ever.
It's like a combination of the two.
Right.
Worst
I have a hot porta potty
and
vomit.
Mm. Jesus,
man. Real bad. Tony.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good, man.
Hey, I'm an EMT. I work out of the Boston area. And some of the things that we come across when we're out and doing the job smell worse than anything that's on that list. And one of the ways that we just have a way to cover it up, take like Vicks or Chapstick or, you know, apple pie, something like that. Just stick it on your lip, right under your nose. You don't even think about what you're smelling.
Oh. Yeah, that's one of the I've seen that on TV before where they take like Vicks Vapor Rub.
So you smelled the smell of death, I'm sure.
Yes, it doesn't really compare to anything that's on the list.
That's what I thought.
Can
yeah.
It? What picture like walking in the back of a Burger King on a hot August day during a heat wave?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh God. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Plus, I mean those dumpsters.
Yeah, dumpsters.
Because
no
I put like Burger the King garbage liquid.
That. Yeah.
You know,
that's got to be death of smell of deathy.
It is.
Yeah.
It's almost the same thing. And that's why I think it's so bad.
The smell of rot.
Yeah. Because that's what death is, right?
Yeah.
Keith. Hey, Keith, what about you?
Good morning. Balls.
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 Hey, I spent 10 years in the military and I had to go to Africa, a little town called Djibouti. I had to go there twice. And our base was about a mile away from an infirmary. And they don't have cemeteries there, so they just burn bodies. And it is ridiculously bad.
Oh God.
I bet.
It's horrible.
All right. Yeah, you win.
Yeah.
Burning bodies. Burning bodies. Ding, ding. Number one.
Takes the like a pig roast.
Right to the top. Burning bodies.
Holy hell.
I'd like to add something to the list.
Yes, go ahead. What's so weird?
Burning bodies.
You think we have like an adverse, because listen, we burn tons of bodies all the time. Let's be honest.
Yeah, but
we burn a pig, we'll burn a cow, and we love the way it smells.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you didn't know what was cooking.
No.
Do you think that it's just a natural, like we don't realize it, but we can tell that's
dark
us.
Dark-sided, Chuck.
I know. I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
Think about all the things you put right on a fire, and you're like, oh, my God, it smells so good.
Oh, it smells so good.
So that guy who, you know, served overseas, I'm sure he wouldn't compare it to barbecue.
I think it's different, because barbecue, you're just cooking. Like, the bodies are burning to a crisp. Throw a steak on the grill and try to burn it and see what it smells like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think it's going to smell worse than when you're cooking it. And plus, when you're doing that, you're, like, seasoning it and... Marinades, like there's a lot of different
garlic
in the air.
And butters,
and the thing isn't dead already.
Yeah,
well, it is dead already.
There's no hair on it.
It's not like rotting.
It's like fresh.
Yeah. The smell of hair is burning is bad.
It is real bad.
Probably gotta be a big part of that.
Someone said, "What about ball sweat?"
Well, yeah, it's not a good one.
It's not great, but I mean,
and this one here, one more, rectal bleeds.
It has a scent.
As a paramedic, I've got to say, I've smelt death many times. Rectal bleeds. Are the ones that make me sick.
Is it just because the rectum's so destroyed, it's rotten?
It's probably...
It can't be the blood that's coming from the rectal.
I bet the area can't be cleaned very well. And then also just that blood smell.
So it's blood and poop.
It's like mixed.
Yeah.
That mixture.
All right, there we go. Burning bodies and blood and poop.
Okay. That's the first side of this list was way better.
That is way better.
Rectal bleeds.
Yeah.
Rectal bleeds.
Rectal bleeds.
Yeah, but those last two came in. I won't even have to bring up the bucket of dead rats I used to have in my backyard.
Oh, man.
Bet it was bad.
It all took bad. I should have started with the worst and then ended with Cinnabon.
Well, one of the best ones, I'm surprised. How come dank-ass weed didn't make that list?
Well,
come
on. People were trying to be sly about it. They're like, I love the smell of skunks. They were trying to be sly.
It is a good smell, weed.
Yeah.
I don't love that smell.
You don't?
I gotta say, I don't either.
Yeah.
Because it does smell skunky.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really smell good to me.
You learn to love it.
That's one of those things. I don't mind the smell of it.
Yeah, I like the smell of it. When it's burnt, what sucks is if, say, you burn a seed.
Oh, really?
The smell of a burning weed seed is awful.
Hmm.
All right, so this final text here.
Well, no stems, no stakes.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
No seed.
Irish dancers danced at my work on St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the dancers... colostomy bags broke.
Well, come on.
And spilt everywhere.
What's he doing dancing with
it? It smelled for days.
Come on.
I work at a grocery store.
There was dancers?
Imagine James, you worked at the grocery store and then they brought in these old dancers and made you guys sit around and watch it. I hate that stuff.
Yeah, me too. Horrible. Great, we got the geriatric river dance here to promote some new cheese line. Thanks, Boar's Head Cheese.
In a grocery store that
happened? Grandma and grandpa dancing around.
So odd.
Bye.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Grocery store. Gotta go.
That lady bouncing around with a colonoscopy bag?
Yeah. Oh, it's hanging out. Oh, it's my hanging God. Out. It's gonna rip.
I think it's leaking. Oh, my God. What's that brown stain? They're just stomping on that brown and splashing poop juice everywhere. Call Special Ed. Get him over here with a mop.
Ed! Get over here with a mop.
It's time to hang up the Irish shoes when you've got a colostomy bag on.
Yeah.
Why are you dancing with it?
Give it up.
Yeah, you gotta...
Too risky.
I was just gonna say the same thing. It's a big risk.
Super risky, because that's a lot of high kicks. And
When you've got your poop on the outside...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be shaking around too much.
You cannot be moving that fast.
That's true.
Yeah.
Good advice.
You can't have feet of fire with a colostomy bag.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We'll start with this old lady who officials say ignored a road close sign.
Doesn't look close to me.
They've been having really bad flooding in several parts of the country, right? One area in Madison, Wisconsin has had some super bad flooding over the past couple of weeks. This old broad decided that, well, she could get around it.
Yeah.
Did not work out well for her. This was on a highway in Adams County in Madison, Wisconsin. And here's an update on what happened to this lady from WMTV.
Reminiscent of the Colorado River.
Oh, my.
Take a look at this damage right here. This is some of the worst damage we've seen from this most recent round of flooding. We are in Adams County. We are just east of the town of Friendship. And this right here is Highway J. You can see the Fordham Creek just cut a river right through the middle of the road. This road is going to take probably several months to repair. Now, on Saturday morning, a vehicle actually went around the barrier that said road closed and went plunging into this hole right here. The
driver seriously
injured, a broken collarbone and a hip injury as well, but she did survive. Yeah. But this is a good reminder that officials say if you see those road closed barriers, you have to turn around.
I was afraid. I knew what the hole was, what it looked like, and I knew the potential for the outcome of somebody going into this, so... On my way out here, I was scared that somebody was seriously hurt or worse. Very, very good reason, obviously, why we don't go around barricades with road closed signs on them.
And you can still see some of the car parts from that crash that took place here on Saturday morning. We spoke with emergency management officials here in Adams County. They tell us that 4 families are still displaced from their homes because of this flooding. And at its worst, the flooding here affected about 40 to 50% of all of the roads in the entire county.
You know, it's funny, though. They should have had some stuff up right by the hole itself as well.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's just down there. They want people to get that even that close to
right,
it.
Right, I know. But so back there, when you're looking and you're like, well, there's nothing wrong.
Dude, that's only like 20, 25 feet away. Like, do you see this is the barrier right here?
For an old person, that's 1,000 miles away.
Okay.
So
doesn't look like anything.
This looks goddamn fine to me. I'm just saying, have the barrier back there, which gets people to stop and turn around and not go.
Then have some lights and
but
stuff.
Then have some flat so that you have to slow down to almost a dead stop, and then you see that there's a giant chasm.
Right.
Don't let an old person go around and just Dukes of Hazzard jump over a creek.
Everybody's always trying to control how I drive.
Yeah, not today, not ever. Oh my God! Oh, my hip. Back, my hip, my collarbone. You know, they should have had something to make them slow down.
Yeah,
she must have been that thing at 50, which is top speed for a senior.
Man, when you're old, your hips, you gotta.
Oh, oh man, the hip.
Just like have some padding around them at all times. Like,
yeah.
That's a good idea.
No, didn't they make like old people airbags or something for their hips?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Yeah, there was someone was working on that.
I mean, your hips just seem to be the first thing to be as brittle as.
Yeah. Always break a hip.
And honestly, it used to be almost a death sentence. I don't think it is anymore.
No, they can fix them now.
I don't know how old you are. But it used to be like.
That's it.
Like back in the day, I remember my parents talking about like, oh, she broke her hip. And then you knew that the person was going to die. Like that's the way it was. Like
yeah,
in the 80s.
Right. It was bad times.
It was like it's the sign that you were about to die.
Oh.
But now it's not at all. People break their hip.
Well, yeah, they get those Terminator
hips
a lot.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, there was I had seen another picture of it, but they actually showed her car in there. I can't seem to find it right now. That was all that's left. I think that was just part of the bumper that was down there.
Yeah, I mean,
poor Betty, poor lady.
But it is odd to block off one area, but then have it just either be pitch black or whatever. And old people, they see only a certain amount.
I can't. No, I mean, I thought 20 feet away, a full, and not even like just a cone. The road is completely blocked off, right? They've got barriers the whole way along the roadway, but sometimes old broads just.
That thing looks fine.
Got to get where they're going. Yeah. I mean, what did she have going on that day that she had to rush to?
Nothing. Honestly, you know what? Sometimes I think with old people, there's a way to get home.
And that's all they know.
There's a way to get home. And if I don't go that way, where do they end up? We could have been talking about her being in Alaska.
Right.
They'll just drive forever.
They will. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I am.
I don't know. I turn left because of those signs. And
Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
How the hell?
I don't know where. Saskatchewan.
Maybe that's it. They're so nervous about going off their route.
That's it. I get it.
You take the chance.
You're old.
Well, this time it did not pay off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is a very strange thing a dude discovered in a woman's bra. What did this guy find?
Boobies.
Chicken nuggets.
Oh.
Sorry, I just forgot where I left them. Are they still warm?
Yeah, they're about body temperature, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, they've been in there for a while.
I feel about body temperature. There's
any sweet and sour sauce out of there?
There is a two full.
Give me those.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
There you go.
Get to work downstairs.
Oh, okay. What am I going to find down there?
You might find a Big Mac.
Oh, God. Yeah.
More like a roast beef sandwich. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Oh,
what's that? Special sauce?
Nope. That's some stuff.
Oh. Why did she have chicken nuggets in her
bra? This woman from the UK was going out clubbing Sunday night.
I've just got a little chicken nuggets in my bra.
She said, I decided to sneak a couple of chicken nuggets into the club for a snack, so I shoved them in my bra. While out in the town, she picked up a guy, decided to take him home with her. That's when things took a turn for the worse. Took this guy home, he undid my bra, and chicken nuggets came tumbling out.
Could you even imagine?
Dude. I'd be like, whoa.
But why did she have chicken nuggets?
She was hungry for a snack, but then she didn't get hungry because she got bombed.
Or she forgot they were there.
Got bombed. I don't
know
how you...
No one puts chicken nuggets in their bra for a snack later. No one.
Nobody should.
No one does.
I think you're wrong, Leif. You'd be surprised at what people put in their bra.
Do women have bra snacks?
No. They don't.
It's super gross.
Because that... Can you imagine? I enjoy going to that area.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want them to taste like chicken nuggets.
I can't say I wouldn't.
I don't think it's the worst thing they could taste like.
I guess you're right. But it's like that fried, deep fried, battery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chicken nuggets don't keep very well.
Actually, I disagree.
You think they keep
Depending on where you get them from, right? I think they can last for almost ever.
It's been proven. They can last.
That's not chicken.
No.
Yeah.
That ain't no chicken. No.
Someone said I actually would be even more turned on if chicken nuggets tumbled out.
She'd have to be pretty hot
to make it okay.
To have it be okay.
this girl is pretty hot.
Okay, then she's fine.
Yeah,
then, but then it's just cute.
Then it's just cute. It's laughable. I can't even tell.
I mean, it's hard. It's just a mirror selfie, but she's got a good body.
Yeah. So yeah,
she anything can fall out of her top,
right?
And you'd be fine with it.
Just funny, haha.
Dominic, yeah. Biggest surprise when you took someone's clothes off. What'd you see, Dominic?
Hey guys, penis balls.
Penis.
So a buddy of mine started talking to this girl, and he told us, like, right off the bat, she was cool. And then after the first date, or after the second date, he came to me and said he was undressing her and took off her shirt, and she had a 6-inch donger, a rubber donger, in between her boobs.
Just for safekeeping, like James.
Yeah.
It's the best spot to keep your donger. Right between your breasts.
No, was it really just for later use?
He wouldn't really specify, but I could ask him.
But why else would she have it? Why else would she be traveling with a dildo?
No, but what if it was going
to
be like...
I
was going to say, what if it was in her bag of tricks, you know? Get him to maybe, you should let me tie you up. And then she pulls that sword out.
It is sheathed.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I guess it could be a weapon of mass destruction.
Yep. That's scary.
I don't know what she's got that thing for, but all the answers are bad.
They are. Yeah. Someone said, I graduated from Central Michigan University. Girls pull food out of their clothes all the time at bars and clubs.
They do what?
Pull food out of their clothes. Like they take snacks with them.
Good God.
Yeah.
It's a weird
fire up chips.
Yeah, I don't know. Never heard of that. Never known anyone to ever do that in my life.
Yeah, it's not a really classy move to have bra snacks.
Yeah, this one, someone said, speaking of bra snacks, I think it's like finding an onion ring in your fries. Bonus.
I thought it was a pretty cool bonus myself, too.
I said, if the chick's hot.
Like I said, it all depends. It all depends.
Yeah, right. If she's a big girl and she's got chicken nuggets in her bra.
If you're rolling the dice on a Bambino because times are tough and nuggets fall out of her top.
Yeah, it's just insult to injury.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
You're there anyway. Guys aren't going to stop.
Right.
They're not going to not. This guy didn't not do something.
Right.
Nathan's in Florida. Nathan, tell us, what surprise did you get when you undressed someone?
Hey, man, check it out. So this chick had a squirrel down in her bra.
Was it alive?
Like a baby squirrel?
Like a baby flying squirrel. Yeah, like marsupial. Very weird.
Oh, yeah.
did you know this? Did it attack you? What happened next?
Oh, she thought it was just the cutest thing in the world. You know, it was just weird, man. I've never met any woman that would put something like that down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Bet you it didn't stop you from effing her.
Oh, I did. It did.
Yeah. Oh, it did?
It did stop him.
It did stop you.
Absolutely.
Are you surprised? It's a squirrel.
Well, yeah, it's a squirrel. It's just hot. Get the squirrel out of the room and keep going.
No, man.
You squirrels that squirrel?
Everyone has their limits.
Right. My limit is titty squirrel.
Yeah, no, come
squirrel.
On! Really? Yeah. A titty Dave, squirrel would stop
you? It would stop you. I think
what
as
if
long
it was
as
a bird? What if it was like
it was a titty bird?
Bird?
I'm done.
You know what I mean?
I'm done at titty bird.
That's you got to look at it.
You would not have sex with a woman who had a squirrel in her.
Probably pooped all over the place in there.
No.
What's it?
You can't carry around. Like, I've got enough little creatures.
How terrified is this creature?
Oh, just scared to death. Scared to death. They are cool, though. I've seen videos of people that own them.
The flying ones?
And they'll be up on top of something. You can hold your hand out. And they'll look at you like, oh, okay. And they jump and fly over to your hand and grab it.
That's pretty cool.
Someone said, I would hide shooters in my sports bra. And when I went to college sporting events, because they'd always search our bags and check our pockets, so that's how I'd get them in.
Well, yeah.
No.
Booze, I'm less upset about. You're sneaking booze into somewhere. Mm.
Strangest thing I found undressing someone after taking off her bra, she had a bag of dope stuck to one boob and a $5 bill stuck to the other boob.
That's pretty awesome.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, they say it's a common thing in bras. We do bag of Cheez-Its, string cheese, cookies. Way cheaper than bar food. Just shove it in. Ladies are just trying
like
to save some
what
money.
You're concerned about?
Yeah.
You're concerned about eating at the bar?
It's bizarre.
You eat before you go.
Yeah. I
just drank.
Yeah, you just drink.
Just drink.
Biggest surprise you got when you undress someone. This guy said, I'm a bisexual male. I took off a guy's pants. It was the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't go through with it because it made me self-conscious.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Got nothing for you.
Yeah. There you go. Oh. Yeah. Really big dick. Matt, good morning. Yeah. Matt's in Tampa. Tell us, what is the surprise you got when you undress someone?
So I was at a bar like a couple weeks ago, and me and a couple buddies were out there drinking, and we looked up at the bar, and there was this hot chick. And she just reaches down into her bra and just busts out the corn nuts.
Sweet.
She had corn nuts in there?
Delicious.
Yeah, I was blown away. I was like, okay.
We just talked about corn nuts.
Yeah, corn nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what is up with chicks and corn nuts, but yeah, that was insane.
Seems like they scratch your breasts.
It'd be wild if like one chick had like pita chips. And, like, another chick had, like, the dip.
Hummus or something.
And, like, they walk over to the one girl.
Yeah.
Bra hummus. That's gross.
Bra hummus is disgusting.
Yeah. Bra hummus.
Warm bra hummus.
Well, everyone's got their limits. Like
gritty and salty.
Yeah, fried snacks is a different thing. Bra hummus. I'm out. Mm.
No, I want hummus. Not bra hummus.
Not bra hummus.
Yeah, I mean, you want it in a normal,
normal way.
Someone came running in here and was like, oh, Leesk!
Yeah.
You don't take that.
You don't want that.
No.
This one, I'm a wife of a vet tech. Every time I unleash the breasts, she has cat and dog nail trimmings that'll fall out of her bra. Just all over
her
boobs.
Just take a shower or something.
Don't, come on. You can't see me yet. You got to clean yourself.
Imagine you're a guy and you've got just clippings in your underwear.
Yeah.
Like you pull it off and you're like, got to dust.
Man.
Like the first thing you do as a guy, as anyone, is dust off any kind of nail clippings you're going to be covered
in. Sure.
Yeah. You do that privately. And then time for the big show.
My God.
I just brought, you know you're getting them all over you. Mm. Get them out of there.
Mm.
Matt, you had a surprise when you undressed someone. What was it? Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Yep, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning.
So I met a girl at a bar in Bridgewater, and I ended up taking her back to a little dorm room over there, and she barely spoke very, very broken English. So mm-hmm. I undid a shirt. It was like a button-up shirt with a short skirt. I ended up opening up her shirt, and I see a red wire coming from her bra to her, like, past her belly button into her pants. And I freaked. I absolutely freaked out. I thought, I'm not going to lie, I thought it was a bomb. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, my God.
It's a vagina bomb!
Just like you
it's
thought,
a vagina
you
bomb!
You thought she was
She's
a terrorist.
Trying to blow
away. That's hilarious.
I'm out!
You thought she was a terrorist. Okay, so you freaked out. What was it?
It was a remote control I didn't find out then. I found out about a week later. It was a remote control vibrator that sits inside her. And she just, plays with the button every time she feels the need.
Wow.
What a bad girl you found.
Whoa.
Yeah, holy hell, dude.
So you didn't end up getting with her because you thought it was a bomb?
No.
You ran out.
I pushed her. I
basically
took her away.
It's
put off also.
Well, he thought he was
going to
die, guys. Yeah, he thought he was going to get blown up, guys. He shoved her and ran.
I freaked out, and I found out about a week later after I went back to that bar. I thought I was going to be, like, on the news for, like,
yeah, of course.
Go.
Yeah.
And I completely lost my mind. I took off. I was half naked running out of the room.
Yeah.
I put my shoes. I didn't go back to my clothes. I just left. And I found out later on, I seen her at a bar about, 2 weeks later. I said, listen, I'm sorry. I said, but what were you trying to do? And then I thought maybe it was a camera or a recording device or something. And she just told me, she barely spoke English. She said, I'm so sorry, Matt. I said, why? I said, why are you sorry? I said, tell me why you're sorry.
I'm so sorry. That's for me. That's for me. And I had to look it up online hours later.
I just like to run out of the room. Like, police, yeah. Give me a bomb squad. Yeah. I'd like to report a titty bomb.
Yeah. He kicked her right in the face and ran out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt from Boston. Too funny, man. Thanks for calling in.
Black guys, you have a
going.
Yeah, you
see, man. It is wild.
Terrorist! Oh, she's a terrorist!
She has no idea what's happened. No. She's just gotten kicked. She flies across the room.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. Out. His clothes are there. What have I done? What did I do?
It's like such a good moment to terror. Just absolute fright.
And it was like the best thing. He thought it was the worst thing, a bomb. Yeah. And it ended up being one of the best things.
Oh, my God. No, this chick is wild.
Super sexy.
Holy
I'm out of here.
That's like, what does he say to her? He pushes her. What are you? Not today. Like,
That's kind of it. Yeah, he's like, not today.
Nice try. It is. What's crazy too is to believe that you're the target.
Like, I knew it. They're after me. I knew it.
Oh my God!
I thought he would think that she was wired to like record things.
That's exactly
maybe
what
he
I
was
thought.
Doing something illegal or whatever.
Right? It's an undercover
but
cop.
No,
that's
he
what
went
I
to
thought.
Bomb.
Yeah,
he went
to bomb. She's a terrorist.
Tell you, you can't even bang out here when ICE is trying to get you. It's always trying to get
buddies.
Yeah.
ISIS.
Yeah, she's a terrorist.
Don't give them any ideas because you know how you'll get every man on the planet.
Well,
vagina
I mean,
bombs.
It doesn't. One at
oh
a time
gosh.
Is a proud
that is,
pretty bad move.
You could get a lot of guys
you
that way.
You definitely could. Other people are texting in here. We're asking about the biggest surprise you got when you undress someone. Took a girl's pants off.
Oh, my God.
What? Mm-hmm. What did they find?
She had a chunk of poop resting
oh,
at the top
I,
of her butt
why
crack.
Did I ask?
She said she must have miswiped
the top of it.
I'd run out of there like the terrorist.
Yeah, it'd be like a bomb.
Come on, it's a bomb.
I would have been looking for one to ignite.
Right.
Oh, where's the bomb?
Come on. Yeah, that's disgusting.
This one unhooked her bra, out popped the largest nipples I have ever seen in my entire life. They looked like the end of one of those large novelty pencils.
Like,
you know, the big pencils.
Oh, yeah,
like
the
a big
bologna.
Pencils. What is that? What are we?
Bologna.
No,
nipples.
But I think, no, these are like the turkey
eraser.
Popper.
Yeah, like the big eraser at the end.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this one, dating a guy about a month or so before we had sex. We were getting undressed. He took his pants off. He was wearing a woman's leopard thong.
Turn off.
That's Lisa would run out of the room at that,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm.
Vagina bin Laden.
Osama bitch Laden. Osama bitch Laden.
Oh, that's so funny. That's where that guy's head went.
Was to terrorist.
It is wild. It
to
is
run
wild.
Out in a panic like that with your clothes off and just like
dressed.
Nice try.
Not today.
I don't know. I don't know where we were going. It was probably Vegas and Lisa. I was sitting near Lisa and she was watching a movie and it was basically about the. I don't. Was it like the red?
Sparrow,
Red Sparrow. Yeah. So it's like the chick who's like sleeps with guys, but then like has to kill them.
Yes.
And I'm just out of the corner of my eye. I'm trying to do my stuff, but out of the corner of my eye, the most terrifying murders you could ever imagine of these guys. And it was all like while they were about to have sex. Like, I get this guy a bit.
Yeah. You got to be on your toes.
You absolutely do.
My God.
You just never know these days.
No, you don't.
Osama Bin Laden.
Bin Laden could be anywhere.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.